You are Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast on the Houston Rockets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Holy hell. Welcome back to Locked On Rockets, your home for podcast coverage of the Houston Rockets. I'm your host, Ben Dubose. This might be the quickest we have ever had two episodes of the show, but I think the circumstances clearly warrant it here. Shortly after publishing our last episode, talking about what steps might come next as the Rockets gear up for July 1st free agency. Turns out they're not gearing up for July 1st free agency and adding Chris Paul then, because they have already added Chris Paul. News breaking courtesy of Adrian Wojnarowski that the Rockets have traded for Chris Paul today. Not really a scenario we had considered before. I'll explain why in a minute, but the short of it, Chris Paul is now officially a Houston Rocket. Patrick Beverley, Sam Decker, Lou Williams, and a first-round pick in 2018 going to the Clippers. And first things first, it's a great day to be a Rockets fan. You can worry about the specific mechanisms of the salary cap, exactly when the deal expires. You can talk about all of that later. The bottom line is, Chris Paul, this is arguably the second best point guard in the history of the NBA. When he's healthy, clearly a top 10 player that has come to your team. This is potentially the biggest free agent the Rockets have ever signed. Chris Paul now, even at age 32, it's a bigger signing in my opinion. Well, I guess it's not a signing, it's a trade, but same difference. He's coming because of free agency. It's a bigger deal than even Dwight Howard in 2013. To have a guy this good, still in his prime, choose the Houston Rockets, it is a massive day. And of course, you're pairing him with already an MVP candidate every year in James Harden. So truly special things might be happening for the Rockets starting next season. Is it good enough to compete with Golden State? We'll have to wait and see, but having two top 10 players in Chris Paul and James Harden is a hell of a place to start. Now, why didn't we think about this before? The possibility of a trade and doing something before free agency. Quite frankly, because Chris Paul is giving up a lot of money to do this. He was due for as much as a five-year, $200 million extension should he stay with the Clippers. Otherwise, his max salary would have been 4 years, about $150 million, should he sign elsewhere. Essentially, he is opting into a one-year deal worth just over $24 million. So he is giving up a lot of money. Next summer, he'll be 33 years old. He'll be a year older. Now, I'm sure there's a wink-wink deal between Chris and the Rockets behind the scenes. They'll have his bird rights. I'm sure they'll take care of him. But the bottom line, he's giving up a lot of guaranteed money. And as far as next season, he's going to be making just $24 million as opposed to a starting salary of $35 million, roughly, if he had taken the max with the Rockets or anyone else in free agency. So that's why you hadn't really discussed it before. I think it's great for the Rockets that they're able to get him by trade because of the lower figure. I just didn't think that was realistic, and neither did anyone. You don't see players willing to give up that much money, but it is to the Rockets' benefit for that to happen. The $24 million next year, a substantially lower cap figure than the $35 million that we were expecting, and that's a big deal because it makes it all the more easier for the Rockets to continue adding more pieces around Chris Paul and James Harden. Obviously, Paul George is the first target to complete that big three, and the Rockets can still make that happen. They do still have Eric Gordon. His $13 million is the biggest piece of that trade. They didn't give up Gordon in the Clipper deal, so he's still out there, conceivably, to facilitate a trade for Eric Gordon. But even if it's not Eric Gordon, by virtue of Chris Paul only making $24 million, that opens up so many other paths for you to get in the game. For Paul Millsap, Blake Griffin, whoever it may be on the open market, that is $11 million extra dollars that you were not anticipating because all of us were essentially penciling in Chris Paul for $35 million and then trying to fit in everything else around that. So if you can still trade Ryan Anderson, which we just did a podcast a few minutes ago that got quickly outdated. But if you can trade Ryan Anderson, great, because now all of a sudden you can get in the game for just about anybody with Chris Paul only on the books for $24 million. The other part I've seen people question, why did the Rockets give up assets for someone who was going to be a free agent anyway? Folks, the Rockets were going to give up assets no matter what. That's what people don't seem to realize on a national level. The Rockets did not have cap room. If they were going to pursue Chris Paul via free agency, they were going to have to give up some combination of Pat Beverly, Lou Williams, Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson, some combination of those guys. So for them to make this trade now, they're not giving up assets that they otherwise would have kept if they signed Chris Paul in free agency. They would have had to have given up a lot of those assets anyway, and actually the expectation was for the Rockets to give up a lot more than what they did. The only players of substance they gave up from a salary perspective was Pat Beverly and Lou Williams. They expected to give up a lot more than that because of the $35 million we were expecting Chris Paul to command a starting salary next year. So they actually gave up a lot less. There was no scenario where the Rockets were going to add Chris Paul for free, whether it be a direct trade to the Clippers or in this case, clearing salary. There's no such thing as just adding Chris Paul to the core. You were going to subtract. This is actually subtracting substantially less than the scenario that we were all expecting of clear cap room and then sign Chris Paul to a max deal. Now, is there a downside to this? Yes, I know a lot of folks are going to fixate on the fact that his contract now expires in 2018, even though the Rockets do have bird rights on him, and I'm sure there's some sort of wink-wink agreement that that they will take care of him. Look, first off, you have to give to get. The benefit of getting Chris Paul here, and then, of course, more flexibility in the short term, I think whatever the risk theoretically is of Paul bolting next summer, it's a small price to pay for more flexibility now. I mean, it fits into that risk profile that Daryl Morey has talked about. Yes, in theory, Chris Paul could leave. However, it's a small risk for a lot of reasons. First off, the money. He's giving up money now. Well, eventually, he wants that five-year deal, that $200 million that he's passing up now, and only the Rockets will be in a position to give it to him. So, yeah, the Rockets are going to have the most money. That's a big selling point next summer. Beyond that, because you're pairing him with James Harden, where exactly is he going to get a better basketball fit than that? There are only so many teams that can conceivably compete with the Golden State Warriors. So where is he going to go that's a better fit? And thirdly, I would say, at 33 years old, how many teams are going to be truly in his market that are going to pay big for a win-now point guard? Yes, in theory, Chris Paul could leave in 2018, but for a lot of reasons, I think it's very, very unlikely. I'm sure there are kind of wink-wink assurances on both sides, and of course, things can change, as evidenced by Dwight Howard getting traded to the Lakers in 2012 after opting in. You can never say never, but I think in this case, A, the Rockets feel pretty good about keeping him long-term. I think that's clearly the plan for both parties, and B, whatever that risk is, this ties into the whole risk profile that Daryl Morey talked about just a couple of weeks ago, upping their risk profile for the chance to compete with Golden State. Is it a small risk? Sure it is, but at the same time, by virtue of trading for him, you have an even better opportunity to put pieces around Chris Paul and James Harden this offseason to give you the very best team possible in 2017-2018 to go after a ring. So is there a little bit of risk? Sure there is, but in my opinion, it's well worth it when you consider that you have $11 million more now to play around with once Saturday gets here and the Rockets can hit the free agent market or, well, the trade market for Paul George if the Pacers decide to come to the table before that. Last thing we've seen in the Woj story, Woj broke it because of course he did, but we saw that Paul and James Harden have spoken at length and believe the partnership can work. That's the biggest thing. Is it a weird fit having two point guards this past season, arguably the two best in the NBA? On paper, sure it is, but I think everyone understands that you have to do some unique things to potentially challenge the Warriors. It's an unprecedented time. And so to have them talking at length, I think that speaks to the fact that their heads, their hearts, they are in the right place. And then you combine it with Mike D'Antoni, a very innovative offensive coach known for bringing out the best in point guards in particular. It's not a guarantee that it's going to work, but it shows you that everyone involved, they are in the right place. They are ready to do whatever it takes, sacrificing touches, whatever it may be, to make this the best basketball team that it can be. And I will leave off this podcast right there because, folks, I don't know what else to say. You can quibble about the fit. You can quibble exactly over who went out. And certainly Pat Beverly, Lou Williams, Sam Decker, they all played big roles last year. Pat Beverly in particular, he's been a hero here these past 5 years. He was a great guy, made tremendous contributions. But, folks, the Rockets just picked up a top 10 player, probably the but a guy who has an argument to be the second best point guard in the history of the game. It's a massive day for the Rockets. They have picked up a historically great point guard, a Hall of Famer, still in the prime of his career, to pair with James Harden, who is an MVP candidate every year. And now they go into free agency with even more cash and flexibility than expected, because Chris Paul is making $11 million less dollars than all of our projections. So the offseason is not over. This is a start, but wow, is it a hell of a start. Chris Paul, James Harden, and even more flexibility than you imagined. Just an incredible day for your Houston Rockets. Enjoy it. That's my immediate thoughts. I'm sure I'll be back later in the day with more extended thoughts as we learn a little bit more about what the next steps are from here. But I know you guys are as shocked as I am this morning, so I wanted to put my initial thoughts out there on the record. Again, Chris Paul traded to the Houston Rockets. Chris Paul and James Harden, now your backcourt moving forward as the Rockets enter free agency. And of course, the 2017-2018 season, how sweet it is. For now, I'll sign off with that. Again, I'm Ben Dubose, your host. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Dubose. This is Locked On Rockets, your home for daily podcast coverage of the Houston Rockets. Follow us, Locked On Rockets, on Twitter, and LockedOnRockets at gmail.com is our email address. Questions, suggestions, advertising inquiries, anything we can do to make this a better program for you, the Rockets fan. By the way, one final note I haven't thrown out yet, but folks, think about the Rockets' bargaining position now relative to San Antonio, Boston, any of the other contenders that are supposedly in the market for the other big names via trade or free agency. Right now, other than Golden State, there is not a single team on the planet that is in a better recruiting position than one with James Harden and Chris Paul. The Rockets have the third best record in the league already, and now you have added Chris Paul to that team. So from a competitive standpoint, a buzz standpoint, the Rockets are better positioned than ever to make an even bigger, well, I shouldn't say an even bigger splash, but another big splash. I don't know if you can have a bigger splash than Chris Paul, but you can certainly add to it in the coming days. And now the Rockets are better positioned from a recruiting standpoint than ever before. Anyway, we'll talk about all of that more in the coming hours. This is just my initial thoughts, my immediate reaction. Go out, be happy, Houston. You just landed a Hall of Fame point guard. We'll figure out the rest later. For now, enjoy your day.